Hello.
Hello, my name is Carla, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not be asking you for any donation. May I speak with Richard?
Speaking.
Hi, Richard. Would you like to proceed with the survey?
How long will it take?
It could be a little bit quick, maybe around 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, would you like to proceed with the survey in English or Spanish?
In English.
Okay, am I speaking with Richard Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or the chances are 50-50, or you don't think to vote?
Almost certain to vote.
Okay. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, sex of respondent?
Sorry?
Yeah, sex of respondent. Are you male?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1952.
Okay, thank you. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unbearable feeling. 100, very warm, affordable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or never hear of them, please say so. Okay. So what do you think of Stephen Fulop?
Stephen Fulop, 85.
85. Great. Rob Menendez?
80.
Great. Thank you.
Is that Rob Menendez Jr. or Senator Menendez Sr.?
Junior.
Junior, I would say 90%, 90.
Okay. What about Ravi Bala?
Ravi Bala?
Yeah.
65.
Great. Okay, so Bob Menendez Sr.?
80.
Okay. Tommy Murphy?
Who?
Tommy Murphy.
I have no opinion.
Okay. Joe Biden?
80.
80, great. Phil Murphy?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Andy Kim?
Who?
Andy Kim.
Oh, Andy Kim. 50.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we are almost 39% done. So when you hear the name of Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Rob Menendez? It's the son. Congressman.
Yes.
Smart.
Okay. What else?
Energetic.
Okay. Okay, would you like to add something else, or that's it?
Well, I'd say the right to the values.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to add something else?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, unsure, don't know.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were and Patricia, Campos Medina, and Kim, Andy Kim, and Bob Menendez, and Tommy Murphy, for whom would you like to vote?
This is for the Senate seat.
Yes, correct.
Bob Menendez,
thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kaylee Hasey, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Thank you. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Rob Menendez?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your patience. We are 50% almost done. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very close, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
Okay, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. There is no way that Congress Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree. Unsure.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Congress Rob Menendez had not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way.
And what's the question? Do I agree with that?
Yes. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
It was that he's not been accused of anything because he hasn't done anything wrong. That was out of the state. Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Okay, thank you. The son should not have to pay for the sins of its father, and people should judge Congress Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Rob Menendez.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he's a Senator Rob Menendez's son.
I strongly disagree with that.
Okay, thank you. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
Well, that's a fact. Of course I agree with it. It's a fact.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So the first one is, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congress Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries uses his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Is this critics much closer, supporters much closer?
I'm not sure I understand. That statement you just read, what are you asking me? Is it close to my opinion?
Yes, it is close. Much closer or somewhat closer?
It's not close at all. It's wrong. I don't agree with it at all.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Supporters of Congressman Brad Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakim, as well as Majors Ross, Brian Stack, and Chris Balogh, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his records of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Are you supported somewhat closer or much closer?
No, I agree with that very much. Closely tracked my opinion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your patience. We are almost done. Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, someone more likely, or a little bit more likely, or not at all.
What am I saying? Somewhat more what?
Yes, a little bit more likely or not at all more likely.
To do what? Likely to do what?
Yes, I'm going to read the statements. So you
can
give
read the statements.
Okay.
And I'm saying
I'm sorry, continue.
What am I doing? I'm listening to the statement and then I'm saying some likely to what is the response?
Oh yeah. If you want, I'm going to read the response at the end, so you can give me that.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Rahm Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospitals' billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's healthcare. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little bit more likely, not at all likely? Don't know.
Likely to do what?
Yeah, if Rahm Menendez knows how important is the health care.
And what are the answers? What's the answer supposed to be?
Yeah, the answer could be.
Are you saying more likely?
Yes, likely.
Likely to do what?
If he has care about the healthcare. For example, if he's doing to lower the cost of prescription drugs, if he's making the hospital billing more transparent.
Yeah, but what's the response? What does that mean to be more likely? It doesn't make sense.
If you believe this is a little bit close to the truth, like much more likely to be happening or not, somewhat more likely.
More likely, likely, likely?
Yes, correct.
I think that's a wrong use of the word. It doesn't make any sense. So the sentence you read, you're asking me, am I more likely to believe that is the case or more likely
correct.
Or less likely to believe it?
Yes,
well, if more
correct.
Likely means I agree with it, then I'm more likely mm-hmm. to agree with that.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what will be your answer to this one?
More likely to agree.
Okay, thank you. So with the second one, Rahm Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of a common sense solutions to end violence, and who support the January 6th drivers, and I am to put Donald Trump back in power.
I believe that's the case, yes. I'm likely to believe that's the case.
Thank you. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs and seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Brad Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other productive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up on the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Hoboken Major Ravi Bala has 15 years record of public service and has never been handed a cent. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge that we must meet.
So, I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in the first year of service. From complicated immigrant requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pocket, he's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more liable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our life, the challenges we are facing every day, and why is he ready to meet this moment?
Yeah, that's more likely.
Okay, thank you really much. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kaylee Heise, for who would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay, thank you a lot. Okay, so now we are 80% almost done, and I'm going to read you again some statements. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind the scenes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor.
Less likely.
Okay. Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represents a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of indolent sulfuric acid into newer sewer system. represented a woman who ran a real estate, Ponzi, that soon built $10 million for at least 1,000 people, and who represented city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officers sued for irresponsible pepper spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result, and a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason.
That wouldn't make any difference one way or the other. Right? Neutral. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Robbie Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicity about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with a Republican statement chairman.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
Okay, thank you. Robbie Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or disinvolved conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
It wouldn't make any difference.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kaylee Hasey, for whom would you vote?
Rob Menendez.
Okay, thank you very much. Finally, I just have a few more questions for statistical reports. We are almost done. Okay, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own a home.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last year of schooling? What do you mean the last year?
Yeah. If you went to college, high school, university.
Okay, so I went to graduate school.
Okay, thank you. Are you current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
Richard.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I really, really appreciate your patience. Thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So, Richard, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and time. I really hope you have a really rest end of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.